Welcome back to Jefferson City. I have some exciting news on a piece of legislation I've talked about for a couple years now. I filed this bill originally in 2011, and it made some progress in 2012. And then this year was a central component in the largest tax relief measure in the state's history. We were able to pass it with a veto-proof majority out of the Senate earlier this week, and then went over to the House and they passed it, and it's now been sent to the governor. What the bill does is it provides tax relief for every Missourian. Every Missourian will see half a percentage point from 6% to 5.5% on their personal income tax rate go down, which I think is important. I fundamentally believe that people make better decisions with their own money than the government does and will allow people to have more take-home pay. The other thing that's central to this, too, is we've seen in Missouri that we rank 48th in GDP growth over the last decade. We lost half of our congressional delegation in the last 70 years or so. So we're definitely falling behind, and I think it's time for us to take bold action and change our state's economic trajectory. So the thing that's in the bill here that we've talked about principally is allowing every single business in the state to reduce their tax liability in half. And that's not just larger companies, which will see the ability to invest in equipment and new people, but the small business owners, the flow-through entities. And those of you who are listening right now who are those small business owners, you know that you're generally organized as an LLP or a closely held company or an LLC. And those flow-through entities will receive for the first time the tax benefit that we're talking about here, which is to say that over a five-year period, they'll pay half of what they currently pay the state of Missouri. It'll allow those businesses, the dry cleaner down the street, the auto repair shop, those folks to be able to reinvest in their business, hire more people, buy equipment. And if we look historically, that is exactly how our economy has expanded. Anytime you've had broad-based tax relief, our economy has grown. The problem has been Washington in particular has refused to reduce spending. But we have a balanced budget requirement in our state. We're going to do this in a fiscally responsible way. There are triggers that for each step of an additional tax reduction, we need to see revenue growth. There's also phased in over a 5 to 10 year period. We think this is a smart way to do it and can be a real harbinger for economic growth for our state. I think as we move forward and we look at how we can grow, this is an important step, and I think historically we'll look back to this point. It now goes to the governor for his signature. We hope that he will sign this. We do think that this is something that can put Missouri on a different path. That happened this week. We have one more week left in the General Assembly before we adjourn on May 17th. We passed the budget this week, a $25 billion balanced budget that goes to the governor. There are some important things that happened. We were able to secure funding for First Steps and Parents as Teachers, things that I certainly believe in. And so in the last week, we will finish up bills that there were differences between the House and the Senate in the conference committees mostly, and that'll go to the governor's desk for his signature. I want to thank everybody for listening. I hope everybody has a great weekend, and we'll be on next week and the week after that with a legislative wrap-up.